Well, good to get one under our belt. It's fun to play a game again. It's always fun. Best days of the year. So, got a lot of work to do. We'll watch this tape and a lot of corrections, but good evaluation. I think we got to play just about everybody and, you know, kind of stuck to the plan as far as playing time, and that's important to be able to evaluate. Try to answer anything I can.
Coach, you had two touchdowns from the two different units in your first two possessions. Could you have scripted that out any better?
That was good. You know, it was good that on the fourth down, LeGarrette found a way to get it in there. That was important. And then I think the second drive was really good. You backed up on your negative seven, and you go down the field, and good, solid drive. And then Mike, Doug Martin. It's good that you forget your first round pick's name, right? Doug Martin found a way to get it in the end zone, which was excellent. You know, that he made a way to get it in. So that's good stuff. The thing that I thought was real good is that we had two sudden change situations in the first half, and we were able to bow their neck and keep them from scoring. And that's, you have to be able to do that.
You said when you came here, we were going to run the ball. I mean, I guess the timing that might explode. That's you're going to run the ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what we're going to do. I mean, you got guys like Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams, and you got a quarterback like we do. We're going to throw the ball too. But I was excited that the guys that we were able to in the first half, you know, run the ball effectively.
You had some penalties early, mm-hmm. personal foul, and yet some guys on defense, of course, you made some splash plays there, some tackles for loss. Foster, McCoy, talk a little bit about that.
Well, the penalties, you're never happy with. We had six penalties, 36 yards. The one that sticks out to me is the early one, you know, the personal foul. We don't do that. That's not Buccaneer football. We had a quick talk, Preston and I, and he understands. You got to put your own personal preferences behind the good of the team. Did a guy shove his hand up into his face? Sure he did. But, you know, that's part of the game. You got to walk away. And Preston knows that. It's not a problem. We'll get that right, and we'll get it corrected. I think there was a lot of other opportunities for guys to do that, and after that point, nobody did. They walked away, which is important. The offsides penalties sometimes happen in early games. Defense aligning in the neutral zone, you know, it's an age-old thing. You line up on the man and not the ball, and they were sitting back pretty far. So I don't think that'll be hard to clean up. At the end of the day, six penalties in your first game, it's not the worst thing in the world.
So Levante David seemed to have a good game, not only on the defensive side of the ball, but on special teams. Can you kind of talk about his play time?
Well, he's done a real good job since we started, and I think he continued to do it tonight. You know, and Levante's interception was, you know, an answer to a sudden change. So when you can do that, that's critical. And he did. He flew around out there. He looked comfortable, which is great. And I was happy for him to do it in his hometown. It's fun, too.
What did you think about Tannehill?
You know what? I really didn't pay a lot of attention to them. I was watching us. You know, I knew he was in there, but I didn't really watch, you know, how he was playing. I was trying to get 11 on the field most of the night once we got into that part of the game.
Doug turned at least maybe line of scrimmage play into a big game in that drive for the touchdown. Just can you talk about the spin move that he made and the balance that he showed out there?
Yeah, we've seen that in practice, you know, and we don't tackle live in practice, so you sit there and say, is that going to happen in the game, and is it going to work? It did on that run, for sure.
Greg, I know you get caught up in personal, as you said, you don't smell the roses very much, but first time on an NFL sideline, your team, first impressions, you know, of your team to the Tampa Bay community, what was it like for you down there, and how will you evaluate this night, do you think?
It was fun. I mean, you know, you get – it's a new step, a new start in your career and doing something different. But I was impressed with, you know, some of our veteran guys. You know, Rondé Barber in the fourth quarter is helping with substitution and yelling things out. That's, to me, what it's about, you know, unselfish play, helping each other, and that's what we need to build on. You know, when you suffer together in camp and you help each other, that's how you grow as a team.
Coach, so what Taekwon's been doing in practice, but to see him doing it in a game tonight, preseason or otherwise, is that a step forward for him, or what were your impressions?
He had a productive night. Mm-hmm. I mean, he made some – and I thought the one was intercepted, and he just went mm-hmm. – I couldn't see it as well as you, but it looked like he just took it away from him. So, I mean, that's good stuff. And then the one on the sideline I thought was equally as impressive. So, mm-hmm. you know, probably you watch the tape, there'll be a bunch of things you'd like to correct, but that was pretty impressive on the production.
Coach, you led the team out onto the field tonight, not mm-hmm. only in the first half but the second half. Is that something that we're going to see throughout the rest of the season, or was that just a move to show you –
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't read into it too much. I probably lack of thought, you know. We just ran out there. The one thing I do like is coming out as a team. You know, that's who we are. It's about each other. It's not about individuals. It's about the Bucks.
So those first two drives, you could have play action. You could have done a lot of things. It seemed like you really wanted to be physical and try to score that way. Is that kind of the mindset?
That would be accurate, yeah.
I didn't get the sacks tonight, but was the pressure there to your liking, or is that something that still needs some work on?
Well, I think we did. You know, we got a couple of tip passes, you know, batted down balls, which means you're affecting the quarterback. And that's really what our goal is, to affect the quarterback. And sometimes that equals sacks, you know, and sometimes it doesn't. We lost contain a few times, which is something that you got to stay disciplined and keep the edge of your defense. We didn't do that at times, but we will. I mean, those are correctable. That's why it's going to be great to get this tape, get back to Tampa, and get back to work. Thank you, guys.